What's wrong with your civilization, your country, your government, your culture, I guess? That's a really easy question for you to answer. Because you have opinions, and that's all, in a way, anyone can ask for. What's wrong? And it means, you know, there's no objective, universally agreed. It's not a fact what's wrong, in my opinion. It's a matter of opinion. And that's my opinion. A good friend of mine, who some of you might have heard of, is Robert Neal, who lives now in Nova Scotia. He has retired from gainful employment, I'll call it. He has had a career, and this is in the public arena, so I'm not breaking any confidence. He's had a career in child protection. The reason I'm mentioning this is that, one, Robert might be interested in what I have to say next, and secondly, I would love to know more about the Canadian experience of child protection. So let me tell you the situation in Ireland right now, because it is, in my opinion, one of the worst things wrong with the country, I'll call it. Today's front page of the Irish Examiner, one of the three national papers, well, I was going to say three national papers in Ireland, but what would I call it? Papers of record, or not the red tops, as we call them over here. Not the Sun or the Mirror, or the Daily Mail or anything like that. But the Irish Times, the Irish Independent and the Examiner are the three papers in Ireland. So very front page, big headlines are all about child abuse in Ireland. What I found utterly shocking is that they quoted a figure based on research that's been carried out for the number of cases of suspected child abuse reported by teachers in Irish schools on a daily basis. I can't remember how many it is, but it is huge. Teachers are now obliged in Ireland by law to report any suspected cases of child abuse. So if a teacher would be in, we'll say, big trouble if they didn't report suspected child abuse, and if it was discovered that they did suspect child abuse and they didn't report it. And there's a whole reporting system which involves the teacher reporting it to the child protection officer in a school, which is usually the head of the school, two of them talking about the situation and reporting the suspicions, we'll say. They're not the people who investigate the suspicions. They report the suspicions to an organization, national organization called TUSLA. TUSLA is the organization charged with investigating allegations of child abuse. And I'm not 100% sure at what point TUSLA inform the police, the Garda. Is shocking in this report, certainly shocked me, Richard, is the total number of suspicions reported on a daily basis. And it is so obvious that there is absolutely no way that these reports to TUSLA can be followed up and investigated by that organization. They simply don't have the number of what I think are called child protection officers to do so. So basically what happens is that teachers report these incidents and TUSLA is unable to follow them up. Here we have a situation where if and when a case of child abuse were to come before the courts, as you can imagine, they could come before the courts, the inaction of
Tuzla
would be a matter of public disgrace. Its inaction would damage the reputation of the organization, and the public reputation of Tuzla isn't so powerful and so strong that it can easily fob off accusations that it's no good at its job. But it seems to me that the number of child protection officers that would be required by Tuzla, in addition to the number that they have at present, is huge. I mean, almost beyond imagination. Because the, well, in fact, let's not say imagination. Let's just say that I haven't seen any identification or any assertion of exactly how many additional child protection officers Tuzla would require in order to act promptly and investigate. And basically, Irish children, huge numbers of them, are unprotected. The teachers have done their job, the head of the school has done their job, but the child is coming to school every day in a situation where their teacher suspects that they are being physically or emotionally abused at home, we'll say. So, what is to be done, and how important is this in the big scale of things? Well, the only way that society works, I think, is that different pressure groups do their best to bring their way to bear on the situation, and it's the survival of the fittest, really, isn't it? And nothing will be done about this. If the, let us say, there are a whole load of other issues which are perceived by the public to be more important. In fact, the biggest issue in Ireland is housing. And given the number of children that are being abused, I fail to understand why, I better not say why housing should be such a big issue. I don't see why it shouldn't also be a big issue, but my God, child abuse on that scale. The other thing it suggests about Irish society is that there's a phenomenal amount of child abuse going on. And occasionally, a case enters the public arena and is given a huge amount of publicity, and there's shock and awe and everything like that in public. But all the cases which never reach the public arena, what about them? Now, the reason I mentioned Robert Neil in the early part of this audio is that I imagine, and I haven't consulted Robert Neil about this matter, but I don't know any other person these days who is working or has worked on child protection in a big way. Along many, many, many years ago, I studied social science with a whole load of people. 90%, I think, of the class going through university became social workers. Many of them would have worked in child protection, but I've lost contact with all of those people. So I don't know what's really been going on in Ireland from anybody. And it's more to do with the fact that I'm wondering if this same situation exists in other countries. In other words, that the people who are legally obliged to investigate child abuse are unable to do so except in a small number of cases. I guess I can go on the internet and sort of look up to see if there are controversies in different countries. I'm quite sure that if you look up on Google, you will see, and you put in child abuse in Ireland, the Irish Independent has such authority that its headline may well appear on the first or second page of search. So there we are. I don't know what I could do, but all I can do is, well, one of the things I can do is try to find out, through the process of trying to find out, bring the Irish situation a little bit more to public national and international attention. Although I know full well that the Irish Independent has infinitely more influence in building public awareness than I have.